What's going on, guys? Loud House Podcast, episode 18. Today, we're going to be discussing about fantasy football, and I have my guest here today, Toro Man. How you doing, brother? That's good.
All right, nothing much. Toro Man 99 is here. He's back, and I'm glad to be back.
All right, so we tried to do this last week.
Right.
But
technical difficulties.
Yeah, we had a lot of that. Looks like everything is fine today. So, okay. So, we just recently had the Texans versus the Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Yes, and we took a big, to me, it was a big fat L. Here's the reason why. We had too many lead changes. Like, we had two of them. 14-3, I believe. We blew that one. 21-20, we blew that one. And I was like, come on, what are y'all doing?
Just a terrible game for the Texans. So, what are you going to take from that game in general?
Oh, man. Try not to blow too many leads, because that's how you make people mad. Like, for example, Hopkins, he was mad. Like, we had a chance last year to go maybe to the AFC Championship game, maybe Super Bowl. And here we are. We just blew a 24-0 lead last year. I was like, and I don't know why Bill O'Brien's still on this football team, but
you know that people are making a petition to where Bill O'Brien, get kicked out of the Texans team. They actually have a petition right now as we speak.
Yes, I would sign too. I would sign, but who are we going to replace him with?
I don't know yet. Actually, they were talking about the defensive coordinator from the 49ers,
which happens to be D'Amico Ryans. Not D'Amico Ryans.
It's Sal
something.
Saleegh.
Hold on, Sal, 49ers defensive coordinator.
Yes.
I thought it was D'Amico. Robert Saleh. Yeah, it's Robert Saleh.
They were looking at him being the head coach for the Texans.
Yeah, I was thinking more, do you think D'Amico Ryans would be fit? Probably not, right?
Mm-mm. I think the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator was
Eric Bieniemy.
Yes.
Yeah, that I know.
So, but
I think we should go after Eric Bieniemy. He deserves to be.
How do you think about our defense against the Steelers?
Not that hot. So we're probably, if we can, we could promote We could put Romeo Crennel back.
But, Romeo Crennel retired.
Oh, he's done?
Yeah, he's done.
Okay. So now backup plan.
Yeah.
Which happens to be, you know, be really good.
Hmm.
Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
That'd be really good. And not too sure if Andy Reid will come along, but that would be nice.
No.
He loves Kansas City.
He likes Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. So. But I think, oh, and we need a general manager, too.
Yeah.
Rick Smith. Do. You think he's all right?
For a few years, when we've been asking for the linemen.
He hasn't been doing it.
Yeah.
But I think he learned his lesson, though.
Hopefully.
And maybe we can give him a second chance. Mm. But anyways, let's dive in.
Yeah, let's definitely do. So, before the technical difficulties that we had last time, we were going to discuss about the wide receivers and tight ends, right?
Right.
So, we decided to add a few more, like, defenses.
Right.
So,
we just added the defense, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So, I want you to explain to me who is the most important player on the team.
On the team?
Mm-hmm.
On any team, right?
Yes.
All right, so it could be mine would be Christian McCaffrey.
No, that's running back.
Oh,
we're looking at wide receivers.
Wide receivers.
Yes.
Probably DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. And what's the reason why that he's the most important?
Like I said, work ethic. Mm-hmm. Like, he did a lot for the Texans organization.
Yeah.
And not only that, his work ethic. If you look at the amount of quarterbacks he had to play with, it's ridiculous. And then only, what, 2-3 years with Watson? And he's already with Kyler. And that Cardinals O-line is really not that great either.
So, who do you think is the worst wide receiver in fantasy football?
Worse? That's a good one. I do like Allen Robinson, but as of my rankings, he's really meh. Ever since he got into Chicago.
Ever since he got into Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it because of injury prone? Is it because of...
Probably a little bit of injury and Mitchell Trubisky starting that quarterback.
Okay, okay. And who do you think is the most underrated receiver in the fantasy football?
Underrated? Probably Stephon Diggs.
Why is that?
I mean, ever since he left Minnesota, people have been counting him out. And I'm sorry, but if you underestimate Stephon Diggs, then you're in for something. Like, explosion of Stephon Diggs.
Okay, okay. So, we just had a fantasy league, right?
Right.
Just happened just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let me see the stats. I know I dropped to fifth, even when though I won the game.
Right.
So, and all of my predictions was right for fantasy football.
Right.
I think, actually.
Yeah, you were right about mine.
I said that the old man back was going to beat you.
Yeah,
right?
And he actually did.
And
by close margin.
Then week three, let's look. Okay, I demolished John 111-74.
Yeah.
Then Aaron loses to Mark.
I actually beat him.
And then, of course, my prediction was right. NFL stat pattern was going to beat the chosen one.
Yeah.
And then, to my surprise, Toro Man, you lose to my dad.
Yes.
To a 9-point game, 119-110.
Yes, that was close. I think, hold on. What would be the reason? I'm trying to remember the reason. I think it was, hold on. It was some player. I think. But if not, it was probably Deshaun Watson not giving it to Akins on that touchdown drive.
So, the most exciting matches that I see on there is Mark and John. No, my fault.
Not Mark, John. I think Mark has that one.
It's going to be me and my dad.
You and your dad.
Yeah, I think that's an exciting matchup. Locked in pick.
I would lock in you.
Oh, no. I would say you would lock in pick. You're going to beat Xander.
Yeah, I'm probably going to. Yeah.
And then upset alert.
Upset alert.
Aaron beats Alonzo.
Ooh, that's bold.
Aaron will beat Alonzo in fantasy football today. So right now the standings is very interesting. Right. So number one is surprisingly – oh, no. Alonzo is number one, which you predicted that he wasn't going to be that great of a team at the beginning. Remember that?
Yes, I did.
So then NFL stat pattern is number one. You are number two.
Right.
Mark is number three. Old man is back as number four. There, he's above me, and I'm at number five. And then Aaron at six, John at seven, Xander at eight with Owen three.
Man, I know my stuff.
Yeah.
But so, I just take it in the wrong direction sometimes.
So, and for me, it's it's been a very fun matchup so far, and that there has never been a one side. I mean, there's been one-sided games, but it's never been like, oh yeah, he's gonna win that match, or oh yeah, he's gonna be the worst team in the
Just like I predicted. Yeah. With NFL elite stat patterns,
which you did say that he was gonna be, or you said John was gonna be last.
I think it was John.
Okay.
But
okay.
So far, John has impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's probably going to cost him is Cam Newton.
Yeah, he caught COVID.
He got COVID, and Chiefs-Patriots is postponed.
Yeah.
Now, the makeup date, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But we could say that that's probably going to cost John.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. His backup QB is... Hold on, let me check this.
Yeah. Hold on.
I think it... No, it wasn't Carson Wentz. That was Alonzo's backup QB.
I think... Yeah.
Oh, he had Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. So, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So, but...
I think if anything, John... Not to throw any ideas out, but... I think John should start Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying?
Which he already has started. Which he already good. Started to start Aaron Rodgers. So, for me, is that the wide receiver corps is a very difficult to kind of just study.
Right.
Because there's a lot of inconsistency with the receivers, depending on who's the quarterback.
Right.
So, like, for example, if you have who is his name? T. Higgins for the Bengals, or A.J. Green or anything like that.
Yeah, A.J. Green with Joe Burrow.
They're going to be very inconsistent.
Right.
Same goes with Deshaun Watson right now, that he's very inconsistent with the receivers. I already dropped Brandon Cooks from the team.
Cooks, I mean, he's not bad, but he's nowhere near Hopkins.
No. You could never replace Hopkins in general,
unless you have a clown. You know where this is going. But,
yep.
I mean, Antonio Brown, he is a great player. He just needs to drop all the drama. That's it.
Which, I haven't heard Antonio Brown in a while.
Right.
He's been wanting to come back into the NFL. And
I think he should work on his mental health a bit.
Which he has.
He has been doing. Same with Josh Gordon.
Yeah. Well, Josh Gordon is reinstated by the team.
By the league.
Yes, because they decided not to, suspend people if they get caught with marijuana.
Right.
So, and that would be a good pickup, because I think he's on the Seahawks, right?
On the other Seahawks, or? Oh, that was last season he got dropped.
Mm-hmm. So, and did you hear about this news? They're in Patriots and the Atlanta Hawks are in a really good talk with Julio Jones.
Patriots and who?
Atlanta.
Oh, Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots and Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Julio?
Yes.
Doesn't Atlanta already have Julio?
They're planning to put him in the Patriots.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why would you put Julio?
He hasn't been producing for 2 years now.
So, you think it's change of scenery time?
It can be.
It can be. Time to change the scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
I would take Julio if I were the Texans, but that's Bill O'Brien for us,
Yeah, he's not going to get the receivers for us. Like, we had a chance to go get Allen Robinson, but we're not getting Allen Robinson.
Who else did we have? Jamal Adams. Blown.
Yep. Earl Thomas.
Blown. It's the same crap over and over again.
He's trying to be like Bill Belichick.
Which is not good.
Which you need star power in this league.
Right. And we don't have enough star power.
And our outside linebackers is horrible. With Whitney Merciless and Brendan Scarlett.
And Zach Cunningham.
No, Zach Cunningham is doing great.
Cunningham's doing great. And McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
But Merciless and Brendan Scarlett.
Yeah, those are the outside linebackers. The inside linebackers has been doing great.
We just need some outside linebackers.
They're planning, I would hope, that they would bench Whitney or Brendan Scarlett and put in Jonathan Grenard.
Jonathan Grenard?
The new rookie.
I would bench Brennan. I would bench Brennan Scarlett over Whitney Mercilus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Whitney Mercilus, he's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But Brennan Scarlett, he's been way relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, enough about the receivers. Let's go ahead and discuss about the tight ends.
Tight ends. So,
who do you think is your number one tight end in the fantasy league that we're in right now?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I mean, George Kittle, he's injured still. Mm-hmm. Not too sure how long.
He has a torn ACL.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was Bosa.
I think Kittle torn his meniscus, I believe. I'm going to actually check on that one. Yeah. But I know that he's injured for the whole entire year.
Yeah, George Kittle. Let's see what George Kittle did.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Injury.
Just checking.
Oh.
What happened?
He sprained his knee.
So
they're setting him to come back in week 4.
Week 4.
Against the Cardinals, I think.
No. Wait, no. Eagles.
Saints.
The Saints?
Saints, yes.
You said week 4.
Yes.
We're
Yeah. You're right. Eagles.
It is Eagles.
So the number one is Travis Kelce, right?
Right.
Who's the worst tight end in our league right now?
I mean, if Noah Fant was healthy, he'd be higher.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I'm in between Jordan Akins and Evan Ingram.
Okay.
More Evan Ingram.
Okay. And what's the reason?
I mean, Evan Ingram, a little bit of inconsistency with Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I do have Jordan Akins below him. But I would say Evan Ingram has a little inconsistency with Daniel Jones. And it's been that way ever since Eli started, you know, not producing.
Mm-hmm.
And getting old.
Okay. So, and then who is the most underrated tight end?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that had to be Akins.
Akins?
I think okay. Akins.
Why is he most underrated?
I mean, if you look at what he's been able to do for the Texans, mm-hmm. red zone wise.
Yes.
He's up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, he could be up there with Gronk. Maybe Gronk, but I'm not saying Kelce or Kittle. You feel me? But
mm-hmm.
he'll probably be up there with Gronk.
Okay. So, with the Kansas City Chiefs, as a very firepower, I see why that Travis Kelce is up there. But I also see, why is Hunter Henry that high?
Hunter Henry? I mean, I would have him higher if the quarterback was consistent.
Okay.
But, I mean, what's his name? Justin Herbert, he's basically a rookie, pretty much. And he's still got time to grow.
Yeah, he does. He very much does.
Yes. And I think it won't take him long.
Mm-hmm.
No. But yeah, that's the point.
Okay. Okay. And then who else is in there? I see.
Darren Waller, Cook, Higby.
Tyler Higby is very interesting to me.
Higby's interesting. I mean, I see that Jared Goff has been producing recently.
Which he has. He's actually not really back to his old version when he went today to the Super Bowl. But, you know.
He could get back.
He can. This is not the year that he's going to get back into the Super Bowl reign, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year he'll come back. Mm-hmm. Now that he has a new stadium. instead of playing at the Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think the Rams, they were home they were at New Orleans, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, but the Saints got robbed that year.
Yeah.
I think they got robbed that year. And which produces a boring Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And which it did, I think it was the ending score was 13-10.
13-10. Because I remember it was 10-3.
Oh, no. The Rams never scored a touchdown in the game.
So it was 13-3 then.
It was 13-9.
13-9.
Yes.
It was pure field goals.
It was only one touchdown out of the whole game.
And that was Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the game.
Right. And I am... And if someone's listening and they're Patriots fans, from a Texans fan, I had the Patriots all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Rams knew that the Saints got robbed. That's why they didn't produce that much.
That's true, because the Saints would have probably put up a bigger fight.
Compared to the Rams.
To the Rams, yeah.
If they would have called pass interference.
But the problem with the Saints, they always lose to the Vikings.
And, yeah, mainly the Vikings.
So, no matter what they do, no matter what, you know, no matter if they go make it to the playoffs or not with Drew Brees or anything like that, that they're just not going to produce in the playoffs. And that's a weird reason because they have Drew Brees as, you know,
yeah,
their QB. So
that's what happens when you get rid of Mark Ingram, Willie Snead, and all those players.
Kenny Stills.
Who else? Brandon Cooks.
Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
Got rid of weapons.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Payton doesn't have a job by the end of the year.
Because he always do be complaining, though. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, yeah. But yes, that is the reason.
So, with the tight ends, this is very important to the team that they have in there. So, Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. What team is he on for fantasy football?
I think, hold on. No, I didn't list them the last time. But he went against Baltimore last time.
Let me check. Oh, he's on the Johns team.
He's on Johns.
So is he one of those talents that are wasting their time on a bad team?
Who?
Travis Kelce on John's team? Sorry, John.
A little bit. A little bit.
Damn, John. So, and then the other players. I was surprised you have Hunter Henry in there because I have Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, but I don't think he was there at the time.
Yeah.
Because of injuries. But
no, I had him on the bench.
On the bench.
Because he wasn't going to produce anything, which he didn't produce. But, you know, Hunter Henry didn't produce anything either.
So, on that matchup, by the way, it'd be an L for the tight ends.
Yes, yes. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean... If Mark Andrews, or what's his name? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, if Lamar can throw it to Mark Andrews, then I would put him over Hunter Henry. But okay. But usually Lamar is like more of a run type.
So you're saying start Hunter Henry over...
Depends on the situation, usually.
So, if the Baltimore Ravens go face off Kansas City Chiefs, like they did last week,
I would put Hunter Henry.
Okay.
But say, like, Baltimore has Washington, I would put Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Because I think Hunter Henry now goes against Cincinnati. I think. Yes, they do.
And I think that's all for the tight ends, right?
Right.
Okay. So, right after this break, we're going to go ahead and go discuss about our defense and then our predictions for the football football games coming up next. Right. So be right back. We're going to hear the ads for today.
And we're back from their ads. So before the break, we're going to go ahead and discuss about what was going to happen with defense, what we think about defense. And well, I want to say is, who is the number one defense that you think right now for fantasy football, for anybody that wants to get them?
The Baltimore Ravens, without a doubt.
Which I'm assuming they probably have the defense already, if you're not stupid, right?
Right.
Okay. Who is the most worst defense?
Worst defense that I can think of? Probably in between Seattle and the Vikings.
Vikings.
I think the Vikings are pretty horrible.
Why is the Vikings a very bad pickup?
I mean, for one, they haven't been able to produce ever since Everson Griffin went to the Cowboys. And that's what I found interesting earlier in the year, that Everson Griffin went to the Cowboys. And ever since then, Minnesota has not been able to produce. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my main reason why Minnesota is pretty bad.
And who do you think is the most underrated defense in fantasy football?
Underrated? Probably, you're going to be surprised. And I was surprised too. But the Indianapolis Colts, they were ranked number one in fantasy defense.
Really?
Yes. If I looked at it correctly.
And why is Indianapolis a very underrated defense?
I mean, they have Darius Leonard, Rockyason. I mean, their secondary is pretty good.
Okay.
And their linebacking core is good as well. Mm-hmm. They're only from – now, this is just me guessing, but their only weakness, I think, is – their defensive line.
Okay.
But still, I think the linebackers and the safeties and corners can do the job.
Doesn't like the Colts still have like John Simon on the team?
Let me check. I think John Simon should. No, last time I checked, he was on the Patriots. Last time I checked. But I'll check real quick. Patriots.
Patriots. Okay. So before we started, you said that you look at blitzes, interceptions, sacks, fumbles, and everything like that.
Yeah.
Right? Who is the best blitzing defense that you have seen?
The best blitzing defense that I've known as of right now. The Baltimore Ravens.
Really? Okay.
Yes. If you look at them against the Texans, we got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy cow. They were blitzing all over the place. And Deshaun Watson thought he had a reception going for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
No more I see Marcus Peters come up with the ball. I'm like, come on. But even if I was a quarterback, I wouldn't see Marcus Peters.
Yeah. And you also discuss about interceptions and getting fumbles and everything like that. Who leads in interceptions, and who has the best corners and safeties?
Oh, that's not Seattle, that's for sure. Or hold on, take that back. It's in between Seattle and Baltimore. Reason number one is Seattle is because of Jamal Adams, which he is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Adams is more of a blitzing safety.
Yeah. Okay. So more like an inside linebacker, huh?
Yeah. But if you look at the Baltimore Ravens, Marcus Peters is a ball hawk.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one safety that I'm trying to remember. I mean, he was pretty good too. It wasn't Earl Thomas, but he had a pick. I think I was looking at Mark Andrews when he caught that one reception. But yeah, Marcus Peters, he's a ball hawk.
So, and then fumbling, I'm assuming that you're going to go for the Baltimore Ravens, huh?
I'm
just in general, Baltimore just has a better all-around defense, huh?
I think so. Now I'm in between Baltimore and Seattle. I mean, Seattle, ever since they faded away from Pete Carroll, it's been all Baltimore.
Yeah.
But if you do look at the Colts, they are underrated.
Yeah. And what you said that, and because of their linebackers, their corners, especially the safety with the Malik Hooker.
Malik Hooker. I forgot about him. Yeah. Rocky Asin from Temple.
But, okay. So, that's all for defense, huh?
Right.
What do you think about the Houston Texans defense, though, before we go?
I would put them at number... I know it's really not that great, but they can grow. 20. It's terrible, but it's more a bit accurate and honest.
Mm-hmm. Which, because of their corners?
Or maybe the secondary and the outside linebackers, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Taro Man side of the day.
What is that, sir?
Ronald Jones is a good pickup. 139 yards rushing total, 37 attempts, 40 yards receiving total, 9 attempts. Receiving's pretty good. Rushing could be a little bit better, but overall, I think it was a good pickup over Hines because, you know, Jonathan Taylor is going to be starting the whole way. Unless if he fumbles the ball too much like he did in Wisconsin.
So... What's going on with Leonard Fournette? Is he starting? Is he playing?
I think he's on the bench, but I think Ronald Jones outproduced them.
Really?
I think that's from what I heard. Hmm. He got outproduced. Hmm. I was like, God, how can you let someone outproduce you like that, Leonard?
Yeah, and that's a bad situation in Tampa in general. Right now, I think they're 1-2, right?
1-2? I thought it was 2-1.
It might be 2-1.
Let me check. I'll check real quick before we say anything, because I swear there were 2-1. Tampa. Okay, who do they go against? Chargers. 2-1. Their only loss was against New Orleans.
Yeah, and that was the first of the season.
Yeah, first of the season, which was a shootout. I guessed the shootout right. But, yeah, if I had to choose Chargers and Buccaneers. Oh, wait, we forgot one more thing.
What?
Score predictions.
Oh, come on.
Let's do it.
Score predictions.
Let's get these predictions. All right, so obviously Broncos and Jets, that's final,
37-28. Yeah.
Vikings-Texans. I think the Vikings will have enough firepower, but their defense is going to cost them. For the Texans and Vikings, I got 30-27.
Texans?
Yes.
I see that the Texans are going to get their first dub this year.
Yes.
Unless Justin Jefferson just completely embarrass Bradley Roby, which I don't want that. I don't want that to happen. Please, though.
Well, Justin Jefferson, he's from LSU.
Yes.
National championship winner. Yeah. And then Jaguars, Bengals. I shouldn't have them as a shootout, but it's
35-33. Okay. I got the Jaguars winning that one.
You got Jags.
You know what? No.
Bengals.
I'm gonna get the Bengals. Because
Jaguars defense.
I think Joe Burrow is going to produce.
This time.
Big time. Well, he's been producing.
He just hasn't been able to, you know, keep up. But he's going to keep up.
No, he's able to keep up, but the defense didn't keep up with anybody.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they lost to the Browns.
Anyways, which brings up the next one, Browns and Cowboys. I think the Cowboys might have enough, but ultimately it's going to come to the Browns winning
35-28. Really?
Yes. Okay. Baker Mayfield, he's been doing good under Stefanski.
Okay.
And
I would say the Cowboys win that one.
So Saints and Lions, that's probably going to be a little bit close, in my opinion.
I'm going to say Saints.
I'm going to say Saints 20-17.
Okay.
And Seahawks-Dolphins might be a close one, but ultimately I think Seattle has enough firepower.
Okay.
28-24. Chargers-Buccaneers. Probably a little bit too high for the Chargers, but Buccaneers 45, Chargers 30. A little bit too high.
I think it's a little too high because, one, I think the Buccaneers' defense is too good for Justin Herbert.
Yeah, especially on the Chargers. Mm-hmm.
And I think Tampa was going to win that one really easily.
Really easily. Now, Baltimore, Washington. I'm going to take Baltimore 42-17.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
going to be a...
This is going to be a butt whooping.
Yep.
All right, Cardinals, Panthers. Nothing against you, Nuke, but I think Carolina is going to tear it up real good. 35-31. That sounds reasonable.
That sounds a little bit reasonable. Because they are, both of them is a very good offense. Teddy Bridgewater is in top 10 in passing yards.
Right.
Top 5, to be specific. So, you know, yeah. Their offense has been doing really great, but their defense hasn't been producing whatsoever.
Right. Both of them.
Yes.
So, Giants, Rams. I think the Rams have it 30-21.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Bears.
Sorry, Mr. Shavato.
Wait, who does Shavato go for?
Giants,
yeah, goodbye. All right, Bears, Colts. You're going to be surprised.
You're going to say Colts?
I'm going to say the Bears.
Oh, yeah?
28-27. Sound probably a little bit too high for the Colts.
The Bears has a really good defense, especially when they have Khalil Mack under there.
Yes.
But the Bears, it's a very interesting because, one, they're 3-0. They're mm-hmm. undefeated, and it's right. weird. I don't know.
All right, so Bills Raiders, I'm gonna go 35-33 Bills.
I hope Josh Jacobs goes off on that game.
Yeah,
I have him on fantasy.
Dude, I have Bills on defense on fantasy. So.
Oh, nah.
Yes, I do. But yeah,
Josh Jacobs is gonna rip apart that Bills defense.
Okay. All right, so Patriots, Chiefs, that's been postponed.
Yes.
Eagles, 49ers. 49ers win 28-24. Now.
I think that's a little too close.
A little too close?
My honest opinion, because I think the 49ers defense is just going to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, probably 17 maybe? Still a little bit too close?
A little too, for me.
Probably 28-10.
I think so.
Yeah. Probably 28-10. Falcons, Packers. That might be a shootout.
It's a shootout, definitely.
But the Packers are going to win 31-28.
31-28. All righty.
And they're at Lambeau.
And, oh, yeah.
That's going to be a good one for Green Bay.
It's going to be really cold for Atlanta.
Yeah, and Brett Favre used to play for Atlanta.
Yeah.
But he's no longer in the league, so it's all about Rodgers.
So... Before we stop the podcast today, any other extra thoughts for the NFL coming up this week?
Stay healthy for one, and try to keep your distance if possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you love to be around your teammates. I would be that one as well, but definitely stay healthy. Keep your distance if possible. And coaches, please wear your masks. I don't want y'all, especially Pete Carroll. I like Pete Carroll. I don't want you getting fined and costing your organization and eventually you getting released by the Seahawks. But yeah. All
right, guys.
All right.
What's up? You were gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say it's been Toro Man 99 on Loud House Podcast. It's been
Dominic from Loud House Podcast, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Peace out, keep grinding.